Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Alan Minskoff is with me. We're talking audiobooks. He's talking about food and novels this week. So we've had two food books.
I'm laughing because this is a hybrid. This is an audiobook by a very well-known book critic, Dwight Garner, and it is called The Upstairs Delicatessen on Eating, Reading, Reading About Eating, and Eating While Reading. So you get the picture. This is a man who absolutely is an omnivore, loves to eat, loves to read, God. And this is the, and I did truly enjoy this. And Christopher P. Brown, whose work I did not know, does a nice job because this is a kind of an intimate book where he's really talking about his life, about his struggles, about his marriage, about how he approaches books and what books he loves and why, and how he came to be a book critic. It's fascinating. And it all is surrounded with the odors, tastes, and looks of food.
Oh, it just seems like a wonderful book. I'm a great fan of Dwight Garner's. He's a reviewer that I trust, and he is a really lovely writer about books. So I can only imagine how well he also can write about food.
And he does a very good job about food. And like I said, because it is so self-revelatory, he's so honest about his own past and his own life and his own quirks. Another audiobook that I wish had gone on longer. It's really a short listen, and it is packed. If you ever need a food epigram for an article or your own book, it's here, because he has found food writing from every corner of the globe and from writers that you know and don't.
He's also funny. I mean, he has this,
no question,
this self-deprecating sense about him maybe it was in a review for this or something, where he basically said, you know, he grew up on the Cool Whip side of food culture.
Yeah.
So this is, I mean, as we said, it's a book about eating, reading, and reading about eating, and eating while reading. So he does talk about books, and does he talk about books in the way of the way books explore food?
Mostly. Uh-huh. I would have to say that is the thread. And it's a memoir, really. So it kind of balances his life with his reading life and also what writers have said about food. And there are almost too many to imagine. But it comes from who he is. I mean, he has spent his life as a professional reader. And so, and he must have, during this time, you know, kind of said, well, I love that little thing they've said about food. And he's pulled it aside, and they're all in this. It is just crammed with words, quotes, and anecdotes about food and literature. It's really fun. I think you've hit on what is most endearing. It is that he is quirky, he is funny, he's self-deprecating, and he's also a very good writer.
Yeah, he really is. So what are we going to hear?
We're going to hear kind of the very beginning. I wanted to place the beginning on how he himself wanted to tell his story. He's writing about the very, very young Dwight Garner.
Okay. This is The Upstairs Delicatessen. It's by Dwight Garner, and it's read by Christopher P. Brown.
When I was young, growing up in West Virginia and then in Southwest Florida, I was a soft kid, inclined toward embonpoint, husky in the department store lingo, a brown-eyed boy with chafing thighs, because I liked to eat while I read. And listener, I read whatever was handy. George Orwell described his childhood self as having a large, rather fat face with big jowls, a bit like a hamster.
Wow. You know, first of all, Christopher P. Brown, he hasn't done very much. I looked him up. It's mostly nonfiction, but it sounds, when I'm listening to this excerpt, I feel as though I'm listening to the author read it, and I mean that in the best possible way.
I think that is really an important way of looking at audiobooks. If a narrator gets the author, and he clearly does, it makes an enormous difference, because there's a difference between a confidant and a narrator. And this is a confidant narration.
Right.
I hope I said that, because if I just thought of that now, I wish I had put it in the review. Oh, I did. Christopher Brown uses the voice of a confidant for this cornucopia of pleasures, literary and gustatory.
And he does. And he's somebody, I hope he does more books. I really would love to hear from him. Yeah.
Me too. You know, nonfiction is not always as easy as people think. It is not just reading. It is performing.
Right, because you need to be lucid, and at the same time, you need to be driving that story forward and engaging people, but also true to the voice of the book.
Which he really is. That's why I think confidant is a very good way to look at it, because Dwight Garner is really talking to us about books, literature, life, culture, all of which he weaves together very, very well.
Okay, that is The Upstairs Delicatessen, on Eating, Reading, Reading About Eating, and Eating While Reading, by Dwight Garner, read by Christopher P. Brown. You can tell I really like that title. Alan, thank you so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And I look forward to it.
Support from Brilliance Publishing helps bring you today's episode of Behind the Mic. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.